Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Dua Lipa. I'm actually going to start with a story about Dua Lipa. John, don't listen to it. It's very bad news. Very bad news for you, dear. He loves Dua.
Mm.
Dua Lipa, he calls her.
He does?
Yeah. He came out wrong one time, so now we just always call her Dupa. Hey, it's the Alice Morning Show. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's big show in the morning. The weekend is coming to town, and we've got tickets all week, and we have some right now. This is the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn Tour, July 8th at Levi Stadium.
Someone wrote in, and I don't know, I didn't look up his newest album, but someone did make the point. Often tours are just named after the new album.
Yeah.
Is that the album?
He has three albums. I think the one he just released is part of a trilogy. And remember, there's like a movie that's coming out, like maybe in March, based on this whole, so it's probably got something to do with this.
Okay.
Movie thing.
All right.
But it's just a lot of words for a tour. Like, how about just the all-nighter tour? Or the dawn tour. So, you know, whatever. Nope. It's the After Hours Till Dawn tour.
Okay.
All you have to do is to enter to win tickets for this is right now. Text us the word SAVE. S-A-V-E. But text it to our contest line, 20357. If you text that to Vinny on our regular line, you have not entered this contest. That's right. But if you text the word SAVE, S-A-V-E, to 20357. That's saved to our contest line, 20357. You could be checking out The Weeknd this summer. This hour's code word is SAVE. Thank you so much, Live Nation, for these tickets.
And good job, Weeknd.
Yes.
I mean, huge successful tour coming through.
I know, it's big.
America.
America. It's true.
Who am I to question it?
Not I either.
Scrotum Pole never made it.
No. Yeah.
My band
I mean, in my
did
heart,
not make it.
In my heart, Scrotum Pole made it.
I know, but we didn't, though.
Yeah.
Poof. Like all the other bands.
Yeah, I mean, there's some classic songs, though.
I don't think those are around anymore. They're
what,
gone.
Your mom?
Yeah, they're gone.
And Boobs?
I mean, I might have them on somewhere, but I'm not bringing them in.
Yeah. Ron from Brickhead, if you could make that happen. All the old classics.
Don't do it, Ron.
Is it your mom is cool? She makes me drool. And Boobs are cool. They make me drool. Listen. Yeah. Oh. Cheer up, everyone. We did find one piece of classic audio.
You give me hope to carry on. You light up my days and fill.
I mean, the tenderness in your voice is just
so good.
Oh, it really is moving.
You need to sing more on the show, man.
I'm glad you pulled that down, but how much of that did I do?
Oh, you clearly went on. I mean, remember we were doing these karaoke versions of these songs and leaving them on this girl. This poor woman was just being tortured by Hooman, and we all participated.
That's right. We used to have karaoke in the studio.
Yeah. You don't even need it anymore. You just look on YouTube and you can get the backing tracks for any song.
That's great.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, my friend. God, the internet. Just so awesome.
Mm.
Unless you make karaoke machines and then you're like, what? Somebody needs a laptop and a speaker now? It has every song ever known to man? Remember those big rigs they used to wheel into those places? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now they're like, yeah. It's like they didn't buy the tracks for the certain song. Now it's like Apple Music. Like, no, you already own all the songs. But you want that song? Yeah, you already own it. Okay, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa is...
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I love Dua Lipa. She's great. Like, I think she's a really good singer. I really like a couple of her songs.
And since John will never meet her, you don't feel threatened that he really loves her. Is that right?
Well, yeah, okay. But I mean, I just feel like he, you know, I tell him all the time who I'm into, so he should tell me too. So I'll like start singing Levitating to him or whatever and, you know, pretend I have brown hair and, you know, it's great. But he's going to be super bummed to hear this. And so will all the other people who are into Dua Lipa. In a I want to marry that girl kind of a way because she's found someone to marry.
Oh, no.
Yes. This guy, his name is Callum Turner. C-A-L-L-U-M Turner, just like you'd spell
okay.
Turner. And he's fine. You want to take a look?
Sure. I know a pro surfer named Callum. And so
he's a, I think he's a, I believe that he is an actor. Started his career as a fashion model. Oh.
It kind of looks like that weird looking guy you like from Saltburn.
He does kind of have that look, doesn't he?
Yeah. Misshapen face.
He went to the, let's see, University
of Washington. Oh. He was a rower.
No. He played that guy in a movie, The Boys in the Boat.
Oh, I saw that.
And he was also in the first two Fantastic Beasts movie as Theseus Scamander. Is that okay. The brother of Newt Scamander?
He looks a little bit like him. Like
Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, like Eddie Redmayne.
So that guy, so he's English.
He's a very cute, pasty white Englishman.
Okay.
You know,
and he gets
my kind of guy.
Dua Lipa. Yeah. Good for him.
John's going to be so bummed out.
Well.
I'll break it to him gently. Don't worry.
You can
first,
still
I'll use
portray
that drawing
her.
For, yes, I can. Come away with me tonight. Fly away with me tonight. So. Baby, let me take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you do that on Friday nights?
Hell yeah. I do whatever he wants. What do you want? Who should I be? Anyway, she's getting married. Cute. I really like her engagement ring. It's a solitaire, but it's in a big fat man band. You know, the big fat, like a man's wedding band, thick. I would say that's it's practically a centimeter wide.
Okay.
It's a big wide band kind of rounded over with a big clonking diamond in the middle. It's very cute. Chunky. It's a chunky looking ring.
I think you have to really look at what you're buying and wearing that for life. So you really have to choose what you like.
Yes. I mean, I suppose you could always get it reset.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Isn't it cute? It's like a big chunky ring.
And she went yellow gold as
well.
She
sure did. Yeah. Oh, shoot. I just turned my computer off. That's bad news for me having stories to tell you guys.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll come right back on, right?
You were right. Look at that. I feel like maybe you kind of saved me. Okay, so Beyonce, I've got a couple dates here. Oh, my computer just turned off again. Oh, now it's back on. Okay, no
problem.
I'm not scared at all. It's fine. We do not have local dates, at least not on this leg. It looks like in late April and early May, there are 4 shows happening at SoFi Stadium, so if you're willing to go down to LA, you can get some tickets for Beyonce. Little Cowboy Carter action. These tickets, it looks like these are going on sale next week. There are pre-sales though. You know how like various credit cards will, so check with your credit card. Or whatever, you know, special things you've signed up for. You know, sometimes a fan club gets access to early tickets, etc. But I think the main on sale is late next week.
Mm. So, the beehives all over that.
Oh, I'm sure they are. They don't need me to tell them, that's for sure. Here's another tour. We get no dates for this. fact, hold on. I think there was another one that was close. I don't know what it was. Who cares what it was? It's fun. This one, there's a couple of... And I'll tell you what the dates are in a second.
What's
Willie
that
Nelson.
Lady's name? She's not a Fonda, is she?
Oh, yes. No, is she?
She was in a movie with a Fonda.
She was. Her name, she's a Hepburn.
Oh, Catherine Hepburn?
Catherine Hepburn.
That is what that sounded like, exactly.
Yes, Sally Pope.
Oh, yo, Pope, yo. Get out there on that. They want Golden Pond. It's the only movie I can think of. Oh,
you just snorted, too. You're on a roll.
That was you. You're the one who snorted.
That was me.
Yeah, it was you. Did you not notice?
I have.
Maybe you snort so much that you didn't realize it was you. Anyway.
Pope.
Oh, gurgled, too. Jesus. You're full of noises over there.
That was you.
Your Papa Dupa any second. Okay.
That was very well done. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Just blame me for it. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're so weird.
You.
Oh.
You.
Yo. Why are you trying to pin that on me? And it was you. Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan are old and have reunited for yet another Outlaw Festival tour, you guys. This is the 10th annual Outlaw Music Festival Tour, 35 stops. It runs May 13th through all summer long, through the end of September. And it's all kinds of music, country, alt-country, Americana, bluegrass, folk, some rock. And looks like the tour will feature performances from Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, the Turnpike Troubadours.
I love those guys.
Billy Strings. Other ones I've never heard of. So the tickets go on sale this week, and we also don't have a date for this one, but Chula Vista.
I know it well.
That's May 15th.
Okay.
The Hollywood Bowl, May 16th.
Chula Vista's down San Diego way, everyone.
And then do you know where Wheatland is? It's the Toyota Amphitheater in Wheatland, California.
Is that SAC?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me look. Wheatland.
If it is, that'd be close enough. I mean, if this is your cup of tea. But I was going to say, Wheatland's got to be like the Toyota Amphitheater. That's probably like a little town on the outskirts of a big town. So what do you think?
It's north of Sacramento.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. There you go. So basically, we're looking at that as a Sacramento show. Anyway, it's fun. It looks like the lineup rotates slightly for some of these. Oh, Lake Street Dive's on some of these. I like them. Anyway, there you go. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, they are reunited and it feels so good for the Outlaw Festival
Cool.
Tour, 10th annual.
I'd watch that. I won't go to Wheatland for it, but I would
thing.
Watch it.
Willie Nelson, I mean, I also love Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
But Willie is like, this is a man who's into his 90s.
Yep.
This is it.
Well.
Most likely, Vin.
Take it easy.
He could tour when he's 100. He does seem to still have it together. And man, he's been for all of it. And that's kind of a sales pitch, really. But I mean, right? This is not a guy who like took it easy. And here he is in his 90s. He's still kind of together. You can still interview him. And he still will answer your questions. So good for him. And maybe he will get 10 more years or more. But I wouldn't count on that. And if you always thought to yourself, I should go see Willie Nelson. Well, this might be your last chance.
It might not be
your last chance, but it might be. Jelly Roll is in the news today. He has lost over 120 pounds.
That's great.
Look, he's got a long way to go. He was over 500 pounds. He just posted a video where he's walking and reminiscing about the first 5K he did. This was, I think, beginning of last year with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. They're both comedians. So he got it together and he was like, he could barely walk during it.
I think that was in LA.
Yeah. So he said, this is what he had to say about his first 5K. I couldn't walk at the time at all, hardly. I was over 500 pounds, and I did it, y'all. And it was one of the most gratifying experiences. The man you see almost a year later is 120, 130-something pounds lower. And then he asked, guess what I'm doing now? That's right. I'm training for the next 5K, baby. And then his buddy, one of the guys he did the 5K with last year, Bert Kreischer, pops into the frame. And then they give all the details for the next 5K that they're going to do together, which may still be walked. It's in Tampa, Florida on May 4th. So to all our Tampa listeners.
That's it, the very scary thing about him is to lose 100-something pounds and still be severely overweight. That's very scary stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's still 400 pounds.
Yeah, he has a lot of work to do, but he's on his way, and I would applaud it no matter what.
Didn't he say that his goal was something like to be on the cover of Men's Health?
He did.
In like May of next year, May 2026, some crazy thing like that. So he's set himself some goals. And in the meantime, he solved a donkey problem that he had. I was telling you that he and his wife bought a farm, Bunny XO and Jelly Roll. They bought a huge property outside of Nashville, and they've been busy like filling their farm. They were going to buy a miniature cow or something. And they wound up buying five of them and a donkey.
Little miniature donkey.
Oh, that's right. It was a miniature donkey too. And it was really sad. It was wicked lonely. And they were saying that the thing was like despondent. And I know that just from being a person who grew up in barns, not literally, but like, you know, I was always, my cousins had a farm with lots of animals and they raised goats, hopefully, you know, for pets because, but donkeys bond with a horse, but what they really want is another donkey. They're good companion animals and they need the companionship.
Okay.
That's why.
You know this from being raised in a barn.
Just from being raised in barns, right. Sorry, Dad, but I was raised in a barn.
You're born in a barn, kid?
Not born in a barn, but I was raised in a barn.
Okay.
But, you know, when I was a kid, I rode horses and just was, you know, had some barn involvement. I've slept in haylofts, and they're so warm.
They're so cozy.
They're so cozy and warm.
Ew.
No, they're nice.
No, they smell, and you know they do. Yeah.
They smell like hay, and they're... I would say one of my favorite places is a hayloft. And you have the day.
Bugs.
No, there's no bugs.
Ugh.
I used to nap in ours all the time.
Yeah.
What?
And even in the winter, you go in there and it's warm. Like the something about the hay bales, it's just warm. It's so warm. Mm. Anyway, here's the story. They've been busy filling out their farm and they got some pigs, they got some mini cows, and they got this donkey that they named Donkey.
And the donkey's depressed.
Everyone was really happy except for Donkey.
Right.
He's been staying by himself, and everyone thought he was sad and missed his old home. So Bunny, XO, apparently is an empath, and she got another donkey.
Oh.
And now are they donkey bros?
They're totally donkey bros.
Good.
She got him a donkey friend named Nova, and they're like best friends for life. Like,
that's great.
Donkey was so happy to see Nova, and Nova was so happy to have someone excited to see her, I guess, on the new farm. You know, there they are in a place they don't know what's going on. According to the American Mule Association's Guide to Donkey Care, donkeys thrive in a bonded pair, and the two seem to hit it off right away, so it looks like they made the right choice.
Are they banging?
Well, it does. They are using the pronouns that would make it seem like they're a boy and a girl. I don't know if Donkey's been gelded.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they could let us know. I mean, who doesn't want baby donkeys? Donkeys are so cute.
We don't need to be in those donkeys' business.
You're right.
It's good to know that, though, that private. They're happy.
Being raised in a barn.
Together and happy, yeah. That's good to know.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Why is that not a thing? Together like there's happy. Monkey business, but donkey business. That's never.
Yeah. We could make it our business.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and your donkey business.
I
over there.
What's coming up, to a what's lot coming of donkey, up in your donkey business after these, everyone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
If you can't think of it, you can't hold it over my head all day. You have to remember why you're mad at me, or you can't just keep telling
me. I'll remember,
me.
Don't you worry about
well,
it.
Well, then what is it?
I don't know.
Is he still on that?
Yes, he will.
I'm not
every
on
time
it.
I talk to
she
him, he's like,
to
I'm mad at
look at me
you.
And smile. I'm like, don't smile at me.
I'm mad at you.
What did you do,
this?
Sir?
What did you do?
This.
Yeah, this.
Dallas at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. All this week, listen at 3:05 for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line. That's 20357 and enter for your chance to win 2 tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a 2-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and a round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation. Thank you, Live Nation.
Oh,
here's what's happening. Rain today.
Oh,
just stormy, messy, rough drive out there. If you don't have to drive in, good for you.
Yeah.
Don't. And by
it's
the
safer.
Way, I don't know how it is coming from the North Bay, but we are back up to regular roads traffic.
Regular traffic volume. Yeah.
Like really early. I'm already seeing lots of cars every day on the road and just think, wow. I've actually tried to go, wait a minute, was it this crowded? Might be more crowded. It's not. It's just that I...
Right. We
for,
had a,
for
we had a
two
long
years,
time.
We had no one on the roads.
And we weren't on the roads either. I mean, there was a long time when we got to work from home.
But
it
I'd
was
say
so great.
We're back to normal.
We are. We're back to normal. And it is good to leave the house, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to convince myself.
Keep saying it.
I'm trying, man.
It'll make it true.
Yeah.
I hear, anyway.
Manifest destiny.
A study found the average teenager used their phone for 92 minutes at school each day. The top things they use it for are to check Instagram, send texts, and watch videos. Is it time to ban cell phones in schools?
I think so.
The first thing you hear from parents is, I need my kid to be able to reach me. What if something happens?
Well, then they could, I mean...
Go to the office.
Go, or everybody drops their phone. Maybe you can have it between classes. Everybody drops their phone. Somebody needs to inventorate a cell phone rack. Maybe that even charges the phones. Like something that, you know, you can fit 35 phones in. So people walk, kids walk in, they slide their phone into the rack.
The rule in my class is phones go in the bag.
I think that we've got this, and it's difficult. I understand it. I'm not trying to, at this point, as I sit in here and talk to you, I have little kids. I understand, you know, you love them. I love my kids so much. It's freaking embarrassing. And I have to tell myself, dial it back, bro. Come on.
No.
What are you doing?
You're every dad. You're every mom.
So I understand when parents say, I would be too worried for them to be out of, but you aren't doing them any favors.
Right.
So
you grew up just fine without that. Uh-huh. Now, you know, your kid is somewhere safe and shouldn't be able to be bombarding you at work with texts all day.
I know parents, and this is the other side of that. I know parents who are bombarding their kids all day.
Right.
They're bored. They're at home bored and miss their kids. So they're texting their kids while their kids should be in school. That's happening a lot more than you think.
I actually believe it. I also think that with all technology, we find ways to work it into our lives. I was just thinking
technology.
That. Thank you. If you have a phone and you're... teacher wants you to write down forget writing things. Like, don't bother with pens and pencils anymore. They will say, take a photo of what I've got up here. So the kid now, I mean, just that simple thing, even online textbooks, for God's sake, like we've worked so much of what we need into the thing that's super fun to play with and totally distracting and soul sucking and life damping. That it's this thing that we absolutely need. Like, you cannot live a day without your phone. I can't do it.
How am I gonna do it?
You know, you say that, and you actually, of all people, haven't, like, the fact that you don't have Amazon or Uber, like, you're like a slow adopter, but you're actually right.
No, I also make a point in certain situations to not to. I tell myself I want to be someone who can survive for 5 minutes without that stupid thing. And sometimes it is just, I know how to sit still for a minute and just not look at my phone. I can stare out into the empty, you know, whatever, the sky or and just sit there.
You can't stare off into space. What I'm saying is, as you go through your day, you can pay for stuff with your phone. All your banking information is on there. Your boss has just emailed you about something important. There's an important text message for you. Like, we're more and more every single day, all the things that we need and that matter to us are being transferred onto this little thing that sits in our hands. Mm-hmm. It's really... Even just down to, like, my shopping list is on there. Because I tell the lady, the kitchen bitch, add that to my list. So when I need to go to the supermarket, I open up that app and there's my list. Very convenient. Mm. Nope, it's pen free. I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope because we want our kids to not be staring at screens. And yet everything we do in life is like, you know what would be better? If we had an app for that and it was on our screen.
The major backfire for me as I bought my kids iPods The Apple announced, we're canceling the iPod. This is the last version.
And it
we'll
was
make.
A phone looking one. It had
and
the smartphone.
It does have a screen,
face.
Yes. And so I bought one for each of my kids because I wanted them to be able to listen to stories and listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they were purchased. And for a while, that's what they used them for. But they figured out how to get more on there, including as long as they've got Wi-Fi, those things are text machines.
And phones. I mean, you can, even if you
can call Nona. Right. And I was like, at first I thought, yeah.
FaceTime's on that.
Call Nona. Great. Except that it's gone more wide. And then you realize, oh my God, they're torturing people with this thing.
Or, oh my God, they're 11 and they're on Instagram.
And yeah, well, that didn't happen. But she definitely was trying to text with older kids and they had to be ripped from them. And so they don't have them anymore. But back to the statement, teens spend 92 minutes on their phone at school each day.
And that's just while they're at school. That's too much. That's a third of the day, a quarter of the day, a tenth of the day. I don't know how long kids are at school for.
Researchers used an app called Reality Meter to track phone habits over the course of 4 months. And no, kids weren't just using their calculator app. It was a 90 minutes of calculator work.
I'm blown away. I really thought it was all about math class.
Ranked by the time spent, the top apps that were used were Instagram, texting apps, streaming apps like YouTube, and music apps like Spotify. That's what your kid
Not
is
surprising.
Doing with their phone at school every day.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. How much would you pay for the one, you know, your John. John! How much would you pay? An LA-based matchmating site. Matchmaking, sorry. Site. It's called 3-Day Rule. Just launched a service that promises to find you the one for the reasonable price of... What would that cost somebody? The one.
And what is this 3-day? Are they saying they can do this for you in 3 days?
It's just the matchmaking site is called 3-Day Rule.
The 3-Day Rule. I will say $5 million.
$1 million.
Oh.
But it is actually what they're charging. $1 million.
But if you haven't found the one, you get the money back.
It's called Million Dollar Matchmaking, and they're only taking on 3 clients total. But it sounds like there are more than enough rich people with high standards to fill those slots. Over 100 people applied on day one last week to be one of the lucky people to pay $1 million for the one.
Rich and desperate for love.
They call it a 12-month program, and the price tag covers the salaries of 3 people. And here's what you get for $1 million. A dedicated recruiter. They'll fly all around the country to visit bars, gyms, concerts, and other spots to find you your perfect match. You get unlimited matches with full background checks.
Oh.
A matchmaker. They'll help make sure you're paired with the right people and also plan out your dates to the minute detail. You do no legwork for your $1 million. You show up, and let's hope you've gone to the bathroom and taken a shower and combed your hair.
Right.
Because everything
they can't
else
help you if you haven't.
Is being done by the matchmaking service you paid $1 million to, a dating coach. They'll work with you and your dates on things like clothes, hair, and dating etiquette. So they'll even give you some advice on how to get yourself together for your date.
Wow.
And dating etiquette.
And the date, too. Like, they've selected someone, and they're like, we're going to coach you both up.
If you get engaged less than 6 months after the program ends, they toss a 3-carat engagement ring in, too.
Jeez.
Again, they're only choosing 3 people for this lucky spot.
Mm.
And almost no one can afford the price tag, except a bunch of people can, because they have people lined up. 100 people applied to be in on this.
So these are people who just, I actually feel like there's a note of tragedy in this.
Sure. Sure. Well, we've talked about the dating apps. Very nice people.
Soul-sucking.
Who are truly more than good looking enough to be on an app and score a partner, find themselves going, I quit.
Right.
I can't take it. That loser didn't write me back. That guy. Are you kidding me?
I lowered myself to write to that guy, and I still didn't get a response.
I can see where that is. The whole thing can be, it should be fun, but then you listen to people talk about it, and it turns out it's not fun.
Yeah.
Not for many people.
It seems really, what was the word? Disposable. You know, you're on a date with someone and they sit down and they start talking to you and then you notice that they've got their phone open in their lap and they're, you know, swiping left and right on something. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's this technology that's ruining everything.
They'll scour everywhere, including airports, to find you your perfect one.
Wow.
Because they say a lot of people travel for business. That's airports are a good spot to find your one. Mm. So anyway, if you're interested,
there's a movie in this where one of the people who works for the guy who had $1 million to spend falls in love in the airport. He's following the person and working with them and getting them together. And then they fall in love. And then the other guy has to hire like a hitman to kill them because they're with the perfect woman.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, well, that took a left turn.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it's so boring if they just fall in love and run away together.
If you're interested, there's gotta be
some tension
and sitting on $1 million. 3-day rule. It's an LA-based matchmaking site. 3-day rule. Good luck. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 3-day rule, Sarah. You have to wait 3 days to call after the date. Duh. I didn't know that.
First of all, I actually reject that rule. I think that if you had a nice time with someone, you should reach out. F your 3-day rule. Of course, what do I know? I've been married for 35 years or however long.
Yeah. What do you know?
Nothing. I know nothing, Jon Snow. But I would never play a game like that. And I like to play games. You know me. Games? Yeah, I'll play. What are we playing?
Torture. let's see here. Just this year, in our district, they passed a rule that there are no cell phones in elementary or middle school, not even between classes or lunch. My middle schooler said no one misses it.
Good. They'll actually learn how to talk to each other. It's going to be amazing.
There's so many things that I truly, including, and I, this is, we mention it all the time, but just being bored for a minute and not having to.
There's value in that.
I caught my daughter putting a screen in a plastic Ziploc bag so she could bring it into the shower because showers are so boring. And we were like, no, you're going to handle the 10 minutes a day. No, it's more like 20. Well, maybe because you're watching the screen. How about you just shower?
Just, right. Lather up, rinse off, get out.
I can't get the soap out of my hair. How much soap are you using? It's a dot.
Right.
Not a... It's not that much.
It really isn't that
much.
You
really
don't need that much.
Kids. Gosh.
Sean used to go through conditioner like it was going on us. And you just like, I'd buy, you know, the shampoo and conditioner. And then like 2 days later, all the conditioner's gone. Like, what's going on? He goes, well, I take a splash, like put a smooth in here. I put another thing, a handful here, another thing here. I'm like, dude, you don't even, you like literally a teaspoon of it. Rub it on your hands and put it through your wet hair. It's all you need.
You can use it for other stuff too in the shower.
What's that?
You can use it for other stuff too in the shower.
Oh.
Did you use that?
The conditioner?
Yeah.
I thought it was the...
Yeah.
Conditioner is better than the shampoo?
It doesn't...
I think we had this combo, didn't we?
I used all the stuff in the house. And I really did.
Tried it all out. Chili oil.
My mom was like, because we had a
soy
little...
Soy sauce.
Around that time...
Mayo.
She had... My little brother was 10 years younger than me.
Mm.
So there was this... It's very embarrassing to share now, but at the time... And actually, I wouldn't have shared it then either. There was this pink lotion, like some kind of baby lotion. I don't know what brand it was, but it was in a pink bottle and it was pink. And I would sneak out of the bathroom if I had gone in there and it wasn't around and steal it from the baby's room.
Oh.
Eh, I don't like it dry. Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Oh, one last text. Okay. 415 says... Scrotum pole never made it. My ass.
I know.
Rufus Wainwright.
Thanks for checking in, Rufus.
He didn't have a good experience.
That's an inside joke,
us,
right? He thought he sold out the show, but then everyone left as soon as you guys were done.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I wrote this game specifically because Sarah asked for it. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
This is
laying it right on you, though. Right. Here we go.
If this sucks, it's Sarah's fault.
Yep. Real tour or not?
Okay.
Starting with Snoop Dogg, the Roll Another Blunt tour.
That just sounds
true,
sounds
Bob.
Real. I'll say yes.
You're both wrong.
Oh, he got us right off the bat.
How about Zach Bryan's Burn, Burn, Burn tour?
Yes, that's real.
No,
it is real.
Yay!
The Ariana Grande Sweetener World Tour.
That's real.
Yeah, I'll take that as real too.
That's real. Sabrina Carpenter, the Tiny Princess Tour.
That sounds real.
I say no.
That is not real.
No.
Bob Dylan. The Hurricane and More Tour.
Hurricane and More?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It is not a tour. And then finally, Rolling Stones. This is the last tour.
No.
Yep.
Sorry, Vinny. Sarah is correct.
Yay!
That is actually the name of a tour. Or not the name of a tour.
Not the name of a tour.
But they've said it several times.
They said all these bands are always saying, yeah, this is it.
All right.
You better buy tickets now. They're only $900.
Right, here you go, Sarah.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Yay! Goodbye. Tomorrow, Scott Capurro at 8 o'clock in the morning. And be sure to listen for at least an hour today using the Odyssey app so you can win $5,000. We also have tickets for The Weeknd and The Alice Escape with Bruno Mars and Jane Show. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.